Abba, we just thank you for your presence here. We thank you for your grace, your amazing grace. We just ask, Lord, that you give us a deeper revelation of what your grace is truly like for us. Holy Spirit, we're so pleased that you are with us right here. We just ask that you manifest your presence in a very tangible way. Jesus, we thank you that you're our healer. And we thank you that we get to receive healing for free. That we don't earn, deserve, or merit any of this healing. But we just simply open up and receive. So Lord, I ask that you touch us right now in a way that we just know that we know that we know that you love us personally and intimately. We just rest in your presence. We're just still. We're being still. And we get to know that you are God. So Lord, what do you want to say about your truth? My truth is freeing. My truth is always the truth. Are you walking in my truth right now? You do hear my truth. Every time you read my word, that is the truth. I created you in a way to receive and live in my truth at all times. I'm exposing lies, and you guys will know that you know that you know the difference between a lie and the truth. You do know, and you want to know when the enemy's messing with you, don't you? So just receive my truth right now. Ask me for a scripture that I want to reveal to you, and then ask me for that revelation as well. Now ask me why I revealed that scripture to you. My anointing is on my word, is it not? It's that anointing that's setting you free in this moment. Your life will never be the same ever again. Do you want to be transformed? Then continue to renew your mind. I'm sending people into your life to help you and encourage you. Don't ever feel like you're doing this alone, because you're not. There's more blessings in your life than you realize, and I'm going to start opening up your eyes to see them and be more aware of them. So just thank me for them when I do that for you, okay? I'm making things very simple and easy for you. For some, you have way too much on your plate, and you know that. You have to learn how to say no. You have to learn how to delegate. And when you say no, that gives somebody else the opportunity to say yes, that I want them to say yes. But if you keep saying yes, 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 you're not giving that person the opportunity. So ask me right now things that I want to take off your plate, things that I want you to delegate. So go ahead and ask. you do know that Holy Spirit is your helper, and He can help you right now with any challenge that you're facing. Remember, greater is He who's in you than he who's in the world. There's more power in you. And the enemy's just trying to deceive you. He just lies. But you know it's that truth that sets you free from those lies, doesn't it? Allow Holy Spirit to do a deeper healing in your heart right now, and even in your mind. I'm touching those physically that need a healing, so just say thank you. Just say thank you, because that just says that you really believe that you're receiving the healing at this moment. Thank you for resting in my presence. Thank you for caring about what I really care about, the lost. Thank you for trusting me. Even when it seems like there isn't a way, I always make a way, don't I? I'm the one that opens up doors that no man can shut, and I shut doors that no man can open. So you don't have to force a door to be open. Just ask me, and I'll open the doors. I know what doors to open, and I know my perfect timing, and you do want to be in my perfect timing, don't you? Yes, you do. You have more friends than you realize. If you really, really, really needed help, and if you ask, you'll find out who your friends truly are. If you're not sure who they are, I do know who they are, so ask me. If you choose to be under my perfect timing, you have to realize that I'm not in a hurry. I'm not in a rush at all. I just want you to walk hand in hand with me. Can two walk together unless they agree? So agree with me. And then we can walk together, hand in hand, in love. Do you sense my loving touch right now? I love this sweet time that we're having together. You can talk to me about anything right now. I'm listening. Please share what's on your heart. I'm waiting on you. Do you know how patient I've been with you? I'm really good at patience, and I'm going to show you how to be patient just like I am. But I also want you to walk in my peace. When you walk in my peace, that's going to stand out in the world. You know there's chaos out there. You know people are afraid. I'm not the author of confusion, but I'm the author of peace. People not only need my love, my perfect love that casts out fear, they want it. And you have the opportunity to share that with them, don't you? So you have the honor to share perfect love with the lost. And even those that are your brothers and sisters in Christ. You don't know what a hug is going to mean to somebody until you hug them. You don't know what a word of encouragement is going to mean until you give that word of encouragement. You know what it's like to receive a hug or a word of encouragement. I'm going to start highlighting people in your life to go hug and to encourage. Sometimes they just want you to listen. So can you do that? Just listen. Because what you have to share is important, isn't it? Well, what they have to share is important as well. My peace is upon you. And you get to share that peace, that shalom peace with others. Some of you are going to rest so good tonight because you're just going to linger in my presence and my peace. And you can always come back to this moment in time and experience my peace and my love and my presence. Abba, we just thank you for your encouragement. We thank you for your presence, your peace, your love. We thank you that you've given us answers to the questions that we're asking you. Thank you for strengthening and healing us. Thank you for this time of refreshing in your presence. It's so sweet, just like honey. So sweet. Jesus, thank you for your healing touch, that you're just so gentle. And we're so receptive and open to receiving even more of your healing and your health and wholeness. Holy Spirit, continue to comfort us right now and counsel us and teach us and be our friend. Thank you for being straight and honest with us. Help us to do the same with you. And Father, thank you for sending the angels that are in this place, that they are ministering unto the heirs of salvation, and that they are excelling in strength and obeying your commandments and hearkening unto the voice of your word. Lord, thank you that we just choose to believe your truth because it is the truth that sets us free.